You know what winning the lottery is like for an author? Rare. Means you write a first book, and I did that once many years ago. Wrote my first novel, which was published by McClellan Stewart, which now part of Penguin. And you know, it's great. It does well. But it's very rare that it becomes an international bestseller. It's very rare that you get a multi-million dollar deal. It's very rare that it's published in 32 markets. I mean, when I say rare, it's like a unicorn. But it has happened to a Canadian author named Ashley O'Drane. She's the author of The Push, and all that has happened to her. She used to be the publicity director at Penguin Canada, and you know, she got pregnant and she decided to write a book, and this book has taken off, and it's an extraordinary book about a mom who thinks, well, maybe her daughter, her child, is, well, I'm not going to give it all away. I'm going to introduce you to Ashley O'Drane herself. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Evan. Thanks for having me.
Man, congrats, first of all. Just like, how amazing. You must be so, tell people your story, because I this is this this is you're kind of you've written a great story, but you're living a great story. Tell us about living the dream.
Oh, thank you. I had always wanted to be a writer. If you had have asked me what I wanted to do when I was a little girl, this is what I would have said. And I'd always wanted to pursue writing, but it just wasn't, I never made it a priority. You know, I had another full-time job that paid the bills and, you know, pursued that path in life. And, I worked in publishing, in publicity and felt like, you know, a kid in a candy store to have that job. It was, you know, I loved books and loved working with authors. But didn't write much during that time. I think I was just, you know, focused on reading a lot and kind of doing my job well. And when I left that job, I left when I had my son, and as my first child, and he had some health challenges when he was born, and it had us kind of, you know, had motherhood looking very differently than what I thought it would.
Right.
You know, the expectations that I sort of write about were very much kind of present in my own life in some ways. And you know, when he was around 6 months old, I thought, you know, I'm going to write. This is what I want to write about. And now I feel like I really have something to say and sort of, you know, a story that felt urgent inside of me to write. And so when he was 6 months old, I started, and I just started kind of scene by scene and, you know, wrote during a few stolen hours in the week, when I could. And then the book sort of evolved from there over the next, I would say, 3 years of writing, whenever I could.
And you did it. What? So, and then you send it out. Obviously, you talk to your husband, and you go to a sort of a local mentorship program. And I mean, it's a lonely process. And sometimes, you know, writing. Sometimes you think, I'm writing the greatest book ever. And sometimes you think, I am going to bury this in the backyard, never to be seen again. When did you know that you were ready to send it out?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I think I was working on it for so long that you sort of, you know, you go through ups and downs in that process. You know, you go through months where you feel like you have something, and then you go through other months where you think, I can't even, like, this is not going anywhere and I should just put this away. And I think, you know, over the course of those 3 years, you know, at some point I started to feel some momentum with it and felt like it was sort of shaping up. I had said at some point I sort of set a deadline for myself for, you know, the spring that was coming up and thought, you know, I either need to make something happen with this or move on because it had been so long. And yeah, and I didn't really realize that I had something. I mean, you don't really know what you have until you're willing to share it with others. And it took me a long time to do that. And I had done shared it with a few people who I feel like knew what they were talking about far more than I did and had some positive feedback. And then made the decision to send it out to agents and thought that I'd be waiting, you know, a few months to hear back, or at least a few weeks, like you kind of prepare yourself for. Just the agent that I ended up working with, you know, had emailed me back within 10 minutes to say that she, you know, loved the pitch and loved the sound of the book, and things kind of took off from there. So it was very, very, very lucky.
Yeah, and now you've got the multi-million-dollar contract, the television rights, the movie rights. I mean, it's unbelievable. Let's talk about the book. Just God forbid we actually talk about the actual work, right? The Push, what's it about? Give us the pitch so people, because this is going to be one of the hottest books of 2021 all over the world, folks, and you're meeting the author here, and in a lockdown, there's nothing better. And Ashley, what's the book about?
Sure. So the book is about a woman named Blythe, and she comes from a history of women who have struggled greatly with motherhood, her own mother and grandmother. And she's determined that she's going to break the cycle. You know, she's going to be the warm, engaged mother that she never had. And so she and her husband have a baby named Violet, and it's not long until she begins to think that there's something wrong with Violet. She's aloof and detached and an angry little girl, and starts to demonstrate some malicious behavior towards other kids. The problem, of course, is that her husband can't see what she sees in their daughter, and he thinks this is just, you know, a result of maternal anxiety that Blythe has carried for so long. So they have another baby, Sam, and in that baby, she finds what she's looking for. She finds that connection until something terribly wrong happens in the family, and they're all forced to take a look at who their daughter is and who Blythe herself is, and what has happened, and the family unravels from there. And that's
wow, you're not giving much away. It's a thriller. Someone said to me, is the daughter evil? Like, as a parent, it's hard to write about that, right? Like, I've written two kids' books with Penguin, and, you know, you read the kids, like, do you ever think about talking to your kids, like, hey, Mom, didn't you write about a kid that was evil? Mom, hello?
I have to tell you, I have thought about how that conversation's going to go one day. I mean, they're only 3 and 5 right now, and the, you know, the cover of the Canadian book is wonderful. It's dark and, you know, evokes a certain haunting sense, and there is a playground on the front. And so when they saw the book, they thought, you know, my son assumes the book is about a playground, and so we're just going to leave it at that for now. But right. Yeah, but it's interesting to explore. And I think as a parent, you know, what I really wanted to do with the book is just to explore those fears that we all have as a parent. And I think every single one of us, you know, mother, father, whatever, you know, when we have a baby, you know, something does cross our mind at some point about, you know, who is this child going to be, you know, and, or we see glimpses, you know, in them that we question a little, even if that thought, you know, is fleeting, it's just a 2-second kind of thought. And I wanted to explore that. I think it's something we can all relate to in terms of a fear. And I wanted to go down the path of what happens, you know, if that is the case, if there is truly, you know, something wrong with that child.
And it's a taboo subject, right? Because you're not supposed to. It's all supposed to be Hallmark, and it's not. Just in the last minute I've got, did you have, I remember talking to my wife about this stuff, Ashley, like, did you have postpartum? Did you have stuff where you're like, I'm not allowed to talk about this, but I'm feeling down?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have, you know, postpartum in a more, you know, more like a diagnosed sense, but I, you know, because my son had some health problems after he was born, you know, I was in a whole different space at that time, and it was very hard and very isolating and very challenging. And I sort of thought, you know, I was watching my friends around me who were having very typical experiences of motherhood and thinking, you know, I am not feeling how they are feeling. I am not having anything like the experience of the people around me. And that very much is, you know, the experience that Blythe goes through in the book. And I think you're right. It is very taboo still. And, you know, it's sometimes, you know, we've come a long way in how we kind of talk about that, but there's still a lot we don't feel like we can say as women.
Right. Well, you're going to have lots to say because you got a multi-book deal. The Push has got what, 34 different translation rights, film and TV rights. You deserve it. We should all love a great success story. No one knows how hard it is to write a book except the author. Everyone looks at the result. It's hard. And Ashley O'Drain, congratulations on The Push. Check this book out. When you think your kid's the personification of evil, it's not easy to write that when you're a mom. Ashley, congrats. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
You, Evan.
And good luck. And you're on a wild
Thank
adventure.
You.
The one thing is, keep writing. Keep writing. Thanks, Ash.
Thank you.
That's great. That's Ashley O'Drain. Congratulations. Hey, that is just a fantastic story.